that shit.
Do you ever get used to standing here at finishing lines with bottles of champagne?
No, I think it's absolutely fantastic, and I get very excited indeed. And you must remember, it's a culmination of 4 years' work and 4 years' training for these guys, and some very hard racing.
I guess you must feel that every boat coming into Southampton over the next 2 days is a winner.
They're all certainly winners. What they set off to do was to have their achievement, their adventure of a lifetime. And for some it was a race, and for others it was just that, an adventure of a lifetime. But nevertheless, it's very exciting. They all enjoyed it.
And when you see finishes like the one we've just seen, with like 2 minutes difference, having raced all the way around the world, it's quite extraordinary, isn't it?
Well, what is extraordinary about it, of course, is that as they're coming up the Southampton water, they've only got to make one little small mistake, of course, and the other yacht would have overtaken them. Commercial Union would have overtaken them, so they can't relax for a second.
Are they going to feel exhausted or terribly exhilarated once they get in?
I think when they see the welcome they're going to get from all the fan club from Serco, I think they'll keep going for a long time to go.
Are you pleased with the general turnout as well? I mean, it's packed here, isn't it?
It's absolutely wonderful. What I'm amazed at is seems to be a lot more girls from Serco than there is men. Why is that?
You're not complaining, I hope.
Not at all.